My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda continue discussing him sending her money to go to fashion school. Will he send the money? Listen and enjoy.
She goes, "You don't have to send anything if you don't want to. I can get you the name and the address of the school. Please don't send anything if you think I am not real and if you don't trust me. It's only fair."
Wow.
I think I offended her.
I think you did.
I go, "Send me the website. I don't know what you are, to be honest. It would be nice if you are, but you still have not told me the whole story. Would you be registering as Belinda Abbey?" She goes, "Registering for what? The schools here don't have websites like in the U.S. My name is always Belinda Abbey."
Well, I have to take issue with that, honey bunch. Depends on the day.
I go, "If it's a real school, I can find it. I find other businesses for Ghana." I go, "You gave me Agnes Arete as a name. That is a real person in Ghana. The name Belinda Abbey is also the name of a real person in Ghana. Forgive me if I am skeptical, but I just need to protect myself."
Yeah.
She goes, "I know, but my name is Belinda." I go, "Okay, I don't know." I go, "I don't know what to do with you." She goes, "I know I've lied to you for some time, but I've also come clean for some time. Money transfer is the efficient way to help me if you want to, but don't if you don't want to. And if you think I am not the real to protect yourself, I will understand, because I am also human."
Huh. Now, you're going to go to a school and you're going to give them money to train you and they don't even have a website?
It's not like it is here in the U.S.
Oh, okay. I see. There's not internet in Ghana. Oh, wait. What are we speaking over? Oh, that's right.
I'm thinking.
There's not a way. You couldn't give me the name of the school so I can look it up. I could just research it for myself. You can't give me any information.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, because you're all butthurt because I'm mad at you because for 6 months you were lying to me and now I'm trying to help you out for real and now you're going to get all shy about the info. No, we're going to have to go to Western Union to make the transfer.
Are you turning and thinking perhaps this was scam as opposed to real
business? I'm pissed off!
All right, Joe, where are you on this?
Well, where I'm on this is that she's trying to get you off the truck. Hey, look, you got to send it Western Union. It's the only way we do it here. You know?
There's a protocol.
That's the only way. But she just said it. This is the only way we do it. You know, what can I tell you? If you don't want to send the money, no, you're going to have to send it. It's Western
Union. So are you thinking more honest moment or more scam?
It's horse shit.
Oh, right.
Of course it's horse shit. You can't do everything by Western fucking Union. I mean, come on. What is it? 1912? You know? Come on.
I think that'd be Pony Express, and I think they would die in the Atlantic, but I understand what you're
saying. See this horse?
Here's money. Stop. Give it to the 20 guys who are feeding you the lunch. Stop.
Horse in the ocean drowning. Stop.
It was such a much simpler time. Hard to scam by telegraph.
But she's telling, you know.
Takes 6 months for an opening salvo. I know. Forget about the story.
But Western, you know what? That did a school. You only take Western. You really do. You really?
Do they take Diners Club cards?
Yeah.
Do they do food stamps?
They take Obamacare. Yeah.
So there was a small little window there that she seemed like she was honest and sincere, but she delved back into horseshit right quick.
Right away. I was feeling bad for her. Now I'm like fucking mad. You know, just give me the name of the school.
Yeah, no name of the school. Yeah, no name of the school. Way to reach it. We don't use the internet here, of course, right?
Of course,
just like
son.
Pip said. And you can only send it Western Union. Really? Really?
Oh, please.
Now this is where these people hook in very lonely, vulnerable people.
Yeah.
Because if you're very lonely, vulnerable, and this seems to be the only friend that you have, your kids don't come around that much, your spouse has died, you're retired, you have nothing to do all day. This is your life. Now here on the show, we're calling bullshit.
Yeah.
If you're that person and that thing, that's the only option that you have.
And you can say,
send the money Western Union.
I feel sorry for them. This is a person who's invested so much time with me. They love me. And how can I be so selfish when I have so many things and they have so little? This is playing on Western ignorance that we think they're all sitting
in. And this was also on the heels of, where's my Christmas gift?
Yeah.
So she's pushing me away now. Where I was like, well, maybe this is real.
It's not pushing you. It's throwing guilt on you. She's throwing the
guilt
trip on you.
No, she's trying to.
She's pulling the old Lassie scam.
But what I'm saying, nonetheless, she's trying to. She's trying
but,
to.
But in reality, she's making...
Dude, I know that. But if it was like some lonely guy, like maybe, I just
maybe,
said,
maybe
it was
a physicist?
No. Yes. That exact perfect example. The guy's lonely. He's
Stephen Hawking.
No wife. Alone.
I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm in my lap. But anyway, you know.
Let me be your drug mule. All
right. So basically going to some lonely person alone that doesn't have anybody, retired, their spouse left them or died, and yeah. She's the only thing that they really have.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? We'll send it west of you. But, and she's, you know, trying to, guilt you. She's not going to guilt you, but that other person.
I have no heart.
No,
yeah,
you don't.
Yeah, not gonna
she's
guilt
not
you.
Going to guilt you, but that lonely person with nobody else in their life, she's going to guilt, and that's how it's been working.
Yeah. Well, Trucker Tom says, can't get you the money. Stop. Sharks keep eating the horses. Stop.
Tom's on fire.
But you know what this reminds me of a little bit? If I could just...
Jaws with a Western tinge?
Sorry. We're going to need a bigger mail train.
We're going to need a bigger wagon. I seen him coming. Sorry.
He also says that physicist isn't alone. He has a cellmate.
Yeah. Raymond. Manti Te'o talked to a girl too, LMAO.
Yeah.
No, but we know there's a girl involved.
Yeah.
And the difference between me and Manti Te'o is I know it's bullshit.
And a football career.
We're just going back and forth about
and a football career.
Which element...
Joe?
Yeah. Nice. We're just going back and forth about which element of it is the most pile of bullshit.
I go, Belinda, I'm not going to send you money blindly through Western Union. I go, if there is a school that you really wish to take fashion design in, then I will consider helping you. But it needs to be real and not shady BS. If this is more shenanigans, then I think we should stop talking before I get really mad. I never doubted whether you were human. I have doubted your intentions, your identity, your gender, Raymond, but never if you were human.
Did you ever tell her before that you doubted her gender?
I don't think I ever did. I think that's the first time. She goes, okay, I understand.
That's all.
So what does your understanding mean? She goes, I feel you think of helping me, but you have your doubts. Nevertheless, I will look for the school anyway and send you the details.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.